What is going on, Giants fans? Welcome back to another episode of Talking Big Blue with JQ. I'm here with Tom, and we're here to talk about this big, big matchup here in Week 15 as the Giants get ready to travel to Maryland to face the Commanders. Both teams are 7-5-1. Both teams are fighting for a wild card spot. Tom, what's good, bro? I mean, life is always good. I mean, but what have you been up to? Any changes?
Life is always good. No big changes, just a bit of a work change for me. I am going from working SportsCenter at night, which I've been doing since I got the job at ESPN. And then starting next week, I will be moving over to Get Up, which is on at 8 a.m. Monday through Friday. It's with Mike Greenberg, the greatest, greatest anchor of all time. I'm excited. It's a completely different work schedule. ESPN gave me Friday, Saturday, Sunday off to basically, you know, reverse my schedule, because instead of going into work at about 4 or 5 in the afternoon, I'm going to be going into work at 4 in the morning. So a quite literal 12-hour difference. But that's it, dude. I'm excited. I just got off the phone with one of the people from GetUp. We were just going over final details. I'm excited. At a place like that, it's more people to meet. It's a new experience. Again, you know, I'm on that 8-month contract, so I'm 4 months in already. Now I get to work Get Up for a little over 2 weeks and just keep moving, dude. But the New York Giants. I'm sorry, what were we gonna say?
No, I was just gonna say that's really cool. I mean, you're going from working with the night crew now to the morning crew.
Yeah, and then you know when that's done, I'll go back to the night crew, and it'll be a big welcome back. It'll be a big welcome back. But yo, the Giants, dude, December 15th, 2022, and the New York Giants are being talked about in conversations of meaningful football. Not conversations regarding the draft. That hasn't happened since 2016.
Yeah, because like the COVID year was like they were like 6-9.
Well, yeah, that's what
sucked. Like, oh, they're fighting for a playoff spot. Yeah, but that's what sucked. He doesn't really feel like it.
Yeah, it came down to week 17, literally, but they were horrible. It was more of a we were laughing the entire time because they were in line for like a top 12 pick but also fighting for a division championship. So this is different, my friend. This is the biggest New York Giants football game this weekend. I want to say probably, I guess, since that 2016 playoff year. 6 years, dude.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is for sure. And you look back at the game 2 weeks ago against Washington, that was probably the biggest game of the year in probably a couple of years, and they ended up tying. So I think this one's going to go different, Tom. I don't think they're going to tie this weekend. I'm really looking forward to it. Just a lot on the line, dude. I mean, a lot for certain players, like a guy like Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley, like, this could be a foreshadowing of your career this game. Like, are they going to end up here for long term, or are they not going to be here long term? This game has a lot of hidden details that are going to start to, you know, come out of the rafters after this weekend. Whoever wins this game is definitely in a better spot to make the playoffs. Washington's got a tough schedule. I was looking at it. That's why I kind of wanted to record with you so we could talk about a lot of like the playoff seeding and what teams are looking like going forward. So,
yeah.
Washington's coming off a bye. They played the Giants 2 weeks ago. They tied at MetLife. Weird. I was there. It's just weird. Like a tie in sports is weird. Like you don't go home happy. You go home upset, honestly, because you're like, we just tied. It's like, we didn't lose. We didn't win. We tied. But anyway, so after their bye week, they play the Giants again. Weird scheduling. I think the NFL's weird like this. But then they have to go to San Francisco on Christmas Eve, play at home versus Cleveland and Dallas, and that ends their season. So they have a tough, like, 4-game stretch. I mean, a division game, then you go to San Fran, who are juggernauts. It doesn't matter who's playing QB for them. Then you play Cleveland and then Dallas to end the season. So they don't have no easy cakewalk of a schedule. No team really does at this point of the year when they're looking for wins. So, I mean, it really comes down to this game, and kind of who wants it more on, and it's a Sunday night primetime game. Daniel Jones has, in fact, never played a primetime game on Sunday night. He's always played on Mondays or Thursdays.
Which is wild. That's just wild.
So he's 0-9 in his career on primetime games, but he's never played a Sunday night game. So that means, I think it means he's due for a win. And I'm really excited, but I'm also really nervous because I don't want the season to end. Like, I don't want to be a loser. I don't want this team to be – I don't want to lose anymore. Their last win was November 13th against the Texans. I'm kind of tired of this skid, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a month.
I know, it has been. And, you know, it's – you're not going to win every game. Dable said it all year. It's tough to win in the NFL. And when he was saying that even when they were 6-1, I was like, ah, please. I was like, it's a cakewalk. But here we are 5 weeks later and a lot has changed.
Well, yeah, this game, just looking at the standings, this game in 11 different ways changes the entire season because the Giants and the Commanders are each 7-5-1. But Washington has both they don't win the tiebreaker head to head because they tied literally, but they have a better division record and a better NFC conference record. But if the Giants win, obviously, yeah, they'll be 8-5-1 versus 7-6-1. But then they'll both be 1-3-1 in the NFC East, and they'll both be 4-5-1 in the conference. So that just this game the rest of the way just means so much because to both teams each their own. This is quite literally the season this week. I know fan bases and teams like to say, you know, season starts now. Most important game of the year is every game of the year because every week is so important. And as Dable and everyone always says, it's so hard to win the NFL. But this game, if the Giants lose, they'll be 7-6-1. And yeah, they won't be out of it yet, but it's going to be hard to come back when you're 3-6-1 in the NFC and 0-4-1 in the division. So, hey, didn't know that Danny tidbit until just now that, yeah, he hasn't won in primetime, but he hasn't played in a Sunday night football game. That changes things a little bit. This is when, and you kind of nailed it on the head, we don't really know what this team is going to look like, dude. Yeah, they're 7-5-1. It's been a year for the ages. It's been probably one of the best Giant coaching debuts in the team's history with Dable. They were 7-2, and this team is a tough team. One of the toughest teams in the NFL. But they, by no stretch of the means, are a talented team. That's what needs to get clarified by everyone, including the most hardcore Giants fans. They'll play the full 60 minutes. They will play tooth and nail, A to Z, head to toe, as hard as they can for a full 60 minutes, but they're not good. They don't have the X factors, the talent, this thing. The difference in coaching is obviously what's been the X factor of this season. It's such a cornerstone to build on going forward. Like, you know, when was the last time we were going into an offseason? Let's jump ahead for 10 seconds. When was the last time jump ahead? We're going into an offseason. We're like, all right, you know, the entire coaching staff is figured out and it works. You know, like, let's focus on now. Let's go into the actual roster and figure it out. Not starting from scratch every year the last 4 years.
Jeez, I don't even remember. I'd probably say back to Tom Coughlin. I won't even say back Ben McAdoo or like Pat Shermer.
Right.
It was like after every season ended, it was like, all right, like, who are they going to fire, or are exactly. they going to fire anyone? Like, what changes are going to be made? Now it's kind of like you're playing meaningful football in December, but you're going into an off season where you're not worrying about your head coach or your general manager. They're going to make the right moves this off season. And who knows what they're going to do? I don't know who's going to be on the team next year. Honestly, it could be a whole new 53-man roster. Who knows? But it's cool to see that's set in stone, the front office, like the new regime, like that's all good to go. Because with that, it makes everything a lot better. And I mean, you look at this Giants team and, you know, the talent plus the talented guys who are injured right now doesn't really help you out roster-wise.
No.
You really saw it against Philly last week. I went into the game. Philly's just a well-oiled machine from top to bottom. Everything they run looks well. Like, their defense is so good. That front seven's elite. I mean, their wide receivers are elite. Their quarterback's elite. You know, they have the best offensive line in the league. Like, that's a team that's been built up the past 3 to 4 years. And you can really tell how good of a job their head coach and GM have done over there in Philly. So,
I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, you're good.
And that's what a lot of people, I've actually heard more fans acknowledge it than kind of dismiss it last week. The Eagles are in their second year with Nick Sirianni. They're kind of in their third, fourth year of kind of building ultimately what their GM wanted to build. The Giants are in year one of this. You already nailed it. You saw that on full display on Sunday. The Eagles committed to a rebuild. They got their quarterback. They solidified their offensive line. They kept drafting defense, and then they obviously traded for AJ Brown last year during the draft. They're there now. They're where they want to be, and the Giants can do that. It's just going to take time. It's going to take building piece after piece after piece. But you have to figure out a head coach first and foremost. It's unless you have a generational quarterback, which obviously only I would say 3-4 teams have in the entire NFL, you need a head coach, and the Giants have it now. So it's just, let's play out the rest of the year and see what happens. This is, if you're Danny, right? Let's transition to Danny. They've got what, 4 games left?
Yes, 4 games left.
You have 4 games left to prove to people who still don't believe that you should be here next year, because there are plenty of people that don't want him back. And to one way or another, if they make the playoffs, he's coming back without a doubt. I think that's more of a lock than anything. If the Giants make the playoffs, Daniel Jones is coming back as a quarterback next year. I think even if they come within a game short or half a game short, if they put up a fight this last month of the season, he's coming back without question. And that's honestly what I want.
I mean, listen, if they could start to get more healthy towards these last 4 games, it'd be huge, because we've been watching it all year. I mean, they started off so well, and then the injury train really picked up, and it hasn't been the same since. And I know you can't really pin that on everything, but I mean, no, it's one of the biggest reasons why they haven't, I guess, been winning games. Like, they're in games, some of these games, but then they're just getting beat up towards the end of them because teams are just picking on them and they know their weaknesses now at this point of the year. You know, it's on tape. Like, everyone knows what it is. I wanted to get back to what you were saying about the Eagles, how they rebuild real quick. I liked what they did, because last year they were a playoff team, and it was Nick Sirianni's first year as the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. And they made the playoffs. They didn't win. They got beat up bad by Tampa Bay, a much better team at the time. And I know their roster is definitely better than what the Giants is right now, but I think the Giants making the playoffs does a lot for the guys on that roster who are definitely going to be here next year. And just the whole organization, just making the playoffs is just, it's just good vibes all around. Even if you lose, it doesn't matter. Like, you're one of those, whatever, 14 teams, or what is it, 7 from each? Yeah, so 14 teams that end up making it out of 32. So I think it's really a positive. And with the Giants, you know, they might not have a good draft pick, but they have a lot of draft cap. Excuse me. They have a lot of draft picks. They might not have the highest first round pick, but they'll have a lot of money in free agency. I don't think they'll go and spend the bag on someone, but I think Joe Shane's a smart guy, and I think he'll build around the roster. So I think it's just, this all leads to good confidence moving forward, making the playoffs this year. And I have a good feeling. I think they're going to make it. I really do. I mean, it wasn't like we were 6-2 a couple weeks ago, and it was like, wow, they just win 2 more games and they're set in stone. It's not that easy. I wish it was. I wish we were looking here right now at like whatever 8-something already, or not having a tie on our record. So, but no, I think they're in a good spot, this team. And I think it's cool how, I don't know, it's kind of cool how it's coming down to this. I mean, no one wants a tie, but I didn't have a good feeling the Giants were going to beat Philly. So here both teams are at 7-5-1. Bam. Game gets flexed to primetime. Here we go. Sunday night, Giants, Commanders, playoffs on the line. Let's see who wants it more.
I I want them to make it to just get 60 minutes of playoff experience. Again, like you said, for all these young guys, the Eagles last year made the playoffs, went down to Tampa and got the piss kicked out of them by the Bucs. And now they're 12-1, one of the best teams. They're the best team in football. Obviously, again, they're miles away. They're miles ahead of the Giants right now in terms of a team as a whole, but that's just 60 minutes of playoff experience is something nowadays only 14 teams can get. But back in the day, there was only 12, dude. Only six teams made it. And they're right there, dude. And to have that happen in year one, you really can't ask for more than that. Even if they go in and play, I don't know, whoever it would be. If they play
Minnesota, if the season was to end today, right now, they'd play Minnesota first round.
Right. And then even if the Vikings, you know, beat the crap out of the Giants, it doesn't matter, dude. It's a playoff game. You can only play the schedule. You can only make the play. Both years the Giants won the Super Bowl. They weren't supposed to win. They were two relatively not good teams, but you make the playoffs. Everyone's 0-0, everyone's 0-0. And you got to be the better team for 60 minutes. Getting out of hand here, but
no, you're good. I wanted to, you know, we'll touch on the game, the Sunday night matchup a little bit more, but I'm looking at the NFL and the conferences right now on ESPN, and I'm looking at the standings. So we got the four division leaders, Philly 12-1, that's locked in. I mean, unless they lose and then they play Dallas next week, that could get interesting, but I don't think so. Minnesota is the 2 seed at 10-3. San Francisco's 9-4. And then Tampa at 6-7 is the 4 seed and leading the NFC South, which is just
mind-boggling. Yeah, the NFC South is a crapshoot.
Yeah. Dallas is the 5 seed at 10-3. Washington is the 6 seed at 7-5-1 because they have a division win and the Giants don't. And then the Giants are the 7 seed as of right now at 7-5-1. But here's where it gets interesting. You got Seattle and Detroit. Seattle is 7-6. Flip it. Detroit is 6-7. Seattle's got a tough schedule. They play tonight against the 49ers, then play the Chiefs the week after that. So there's no easy sledding for the Seattle Seahawks to make the playoffs this year because they just lost to Carolina last week. Shout out Sam Darnold. We needed him, and that was a big win. So back to what I was saying. Yeah, Seattle's got 49ers tonight, Thursday night football, then the Chiefs, then the Jets, then the Rams. So Seattle doesn't have by any means an easy stretch to make into the playoffs. Keep in mind, they're 7-6. So they lose tonight, I'll feel a lot better about the Giants going into Sunday night football. Now you go and look at the Lions. Let me find the Lions here. The Lions schedule, I mean, they just beat Minnesota too. They were favored by -1 in going into that game, which is crazy. The Lions play the Jets this weekend. If you're a Giants fan, you're the biggest Jets fan in the world this weekend.
Absolutely.
If the Lions, let's look at it like this. If the Lions lose this weekend and Seattle loses this weekend, Detroit will be 6-8. Seattle will be 7-7. If the Giants win, they'll be 8-5-1. It's like a 2-game cushion they'll have on both of these teams going into
Detroit.
The
Detroit has to win out to make the playoffs. We covered it on the 6 p.m. Sports Center 2 days ago. When I was prompting it, they had the whole touchscreen simulator thing up. If the Lions lose one game, their playoff odds are less than 40%.
Okay. Because they play Jets, Panthers, Bears, and Packers.
All winnable games.
Yeah, really.
But the math works out, thank God, where literally if they lose one, their odds are less than 40%. And if they win out, They're about 95%. So again, we are rooting for gangrene this week, the New York Football Jets. And the goddamn Jets. And the 49ers tonight. That's kind of nice that one of the teams plays tonight. You know, we can hopefully
assess the damage.
Yeah, assess the damage. Hopefully get that one out of the way. Seattle's banged up and the 49ers really aren't. And now that Brock Purdy looks quote qualifiable to get the job done, let's hope they understand the assignment, get that win, and help us out a little bit.
Yeah, they'll feed McCaffrey all night tonight. I mean, Seattle, their defense was really good the past couple of weeks, but now it seems like it's kind of taken a dive off the deep end. And yeah, playing a team like San Francisco with that defense, It really just should be a San Francisco win. Then we move on to Sunday, which would be huge because then that puts them at 7-7. And then they'll probably still be in the same spot, Seattle, until Sunday. We'll see what happens Sunday.
And what's nice is we're the last game of the night Sunday, so we can watch all the chaos unfold. We'll watch the Jets-Lions game, all the other stuff. And then lights are going to be bright. And it's literally going to – Washington plays really, really hard. All the time, but especially on prime time, it's all they asked. I cut Ron Rivera and Taylor Heineke's post practice pressers yesterday. It's all they asked them about. You know, what is it about this team that shows up in prime time? And Ron Rivera was like, I think these guys just understand the moment. That's an unteachable trait. It's a trait that you just kind of naturally develop. And we're gonna see if the Giants have that. The Giants have in recent years, you know, they've lived up to the moment in a sense in primetime where, yeah, they lost on like the last play of the game, but they're in the game for most of the time. And I think Dable's going to have them ready, dude. I think Dable and Wink are probably currently putting on some of the best midweek coaching we'll probably ever hear of. And it's going to come down to who makes more mistakes. At the end of the day, because, you know, both teams are going to play very conservative. It's going to come down to who converts more third downs and who makes more mistakes.
Yeah, the turnover battle is always a key indicator of who really wins. I mean, if you lose the turnover battle and you somehow win it, it's probably a dream, to be honest with you. So, yeah, like you said, Tom, whoever just plays smarter and picks up the big third downs when they need to is going to win this game. And I feel really good going into it, you know. Like I was saying about Seattle, they lose tonight. I feel like the pieces of the puzzle are being put together. It's like, all right, Seattle loses. Hopefully the Jets take care. If the Jets and the 49ers take care of business and win, like I'm going to feel really good about Sunday night because I feel like I was at that game, Washington Giants at MetLife 2 weeks ago. Both teams easily could have won in regulation. I mean, both teams could have won in overtime, but both teams just missed good opportunities, and I don't think they're going to miss on those opportunities this week. I think someone's going to cash in because I don't see them tying again. And I mean, if they tie again, then I don't know what that means after that. So I just don't know. So
you just got to stay confident, man.
Yeah, that's really it. And I'm always confident. So I'm really looking forward to it. I'm going. Our buddy Ryan and myself.
Breaking news.
Yeah, we're going. My buddy Tom and I's buddy Ryan from college, he lives down in Nashville now, and he was like, I'm coming home for Christmas, I'm taking a week off for work, like, do the Giants play at home during that time? I was like, no, dude. I was like, they've basically had all their home games besides yeah, you New went Year's to them Day all. Yeah, I went to them all. So yeah, he's like, I'm like, there's no home games. He calls me back like 2 days later and he goes, yo, like, you want to go to the game in Maryland, like Commanders Giants? Like, it just got flexed to the prime time. I was like, I'm in. Like, you don't have to ask me. So yeah, we're going. We're gonna stay the night because it's a prime time game, and we're not trying to leave at like 12 o'clock and drive 3-4 hours home. Yeah, tonight.
And that way you guys get to enjoy yourself a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to it. It's gonna be a really good time. And he's not even a Giants fan. He's a Steelers fan, but he says we're going for the memory. So he gives me a lot of confidence that they're going to win. So hopefully when we go there, we witness a win because that'd be really cool. But yeah, dude, I'm really looking forward to it, man. There's a lot of ways this game can go really well for the Giants. And I think it's the defense, dude. I think they played Washington really well last time, the defense. It's just, you know, Washington had a couple of drives where they beat them. And, you know, Terry McLaurin is just, he's a tough guy to stop, dude, in certain situations. And They got a good receiving core with Jahad Dotson, Curtis Samuel, and Terry McLaurin. So, you know, they got some key guys and in really good spots that the Giants are lacking. So, I mean, if the Giants can play really good defense and shut them down, I don't see the Giants offense having too much trouble scoring against this team. I know their front seven's really good, but I mean, we've seen Daniel Jones play well against this team in the past, and it doesn't really concern me. So I feel really good. But we're going to need We're going to need Saquon Barkley to, you know, to hopefully be back to him. If he's back to his normal self in the beginning of the year, which I hope somehow he flips the switch again. I mean, they're going to win. And once he gets rolling, it's hard to stop that kid. So if they can get him going, they're going to win.
This is the Danny and Saquon legacy game. This is good.
Really.
In a month from now, when the season's over, obviously, if they make the playoffs, that'll be the focus. But if they don't make the playoffs, forget about the entire year. Everyone's going to talk about this game, for better or for worse. They're going to say that this is the game where Danny and Saquon stepped up, controlled the narrative, won the game, and it ultimately led to coming within a game of the playoffs or making the playoffs. Or it's going to be Danny and Saquon didn't live up to the moment. You know, they came out flat. They let Washington take over and ultimately failed in the second half of what was a really, really good start to the year. And plus blank, blank, blank is why they shouldn't come back. You know, all that stupid stuff.
Oh, I know.
So if you're them and you win the coin toss, take the ball, receive, run the ball, drive down the field, score a touchdown. I love the whole deferring, going on defense and getting a stop, that whole thing. But, you know, you got to punch them in the mouth right off the bat in this type of game. Because if you really, I honestly think, no matter how that last game went, if a team goes up 10-0, that the game might be over.
You saw it with Philly. They went up 14-0 in a blink of an eye, and then 21-0. I was like, yeah, this is over.
Exactly. So you know, in a primetime game like this week, if Washington goes up 10-0 midway through the second quarter, we haven't seen enough out of the, yeah, we've seen them come back and win, but in such a big a game as this is, I don't think they'd be able to come through that, because Washington would just put the clamps on the rest of the way.
Exactly. And you don't want to, you just don't want to be in that spot where you have to come back, these fourth quarter comebacks that they had to do all the first couple of weeks of the season. I'm looking back to a post on my phone from 2019 when the Giants played Washington in Washington, that Andrew Thomas, Chase Young Bowl. Saquon had 26 touches. He had, in total, receiving and rushing, at 279 yards and 2 touchdowns. And Daniel Jones was 28 of 42 for 352 and 5 TDs he threw. So, I mean, that would be pretty cool if they did this again. Totally for it.
I think that's just something that I think everyone forgets, that, you know, whether it was the Shermer scheme or not, Danny's put up numbers like that before. Everyone kind of gets lost in what the last really two and a half seasons were. His rookie year, man, he had games. I mean, can you imagine the media now if he put up a game like that? Almost 400 yards and 5 total touchdowns? You kidding me?
I'd go crazy. I mean, he did it last year against the Saints, and I went crazy. He threw for 400 yards, and they won in overtime. That was crazy.
So we'll see. Listen, they gotta convert on third down, and you gotta score touchdowns in the red zone. That's something that pretty much every coach, again, at work, I'm listening to all these coaches in their interviews. All they talk about is we gotta score touchdowns in the red zone. We don't want to get down there, you know, have such an amazing drive and then kick a field goal.
And then, you know what? The Giants have been pretty good in the red zone this year.
They have,
like, efficiency wise.
They have.
They're like a top 15 team in, like, red zone, like, conversions
I think
and stuff like that.
I think they're top 8, dude.
I think so. I forgot what it was.
I think they're top 10. So that's just, you know, keep doing that, because two successful drives and two field goals at 6-0.
Yeah.
14-0 or 10-0.
Sounds a lot better, doesn't it, right?
Sounds, looks, and feels a lot better than 6-0 in the you know, halftime. So, listen, we can talk it up all we want. They got to go out there and do it. I think Dable, Wink, and the entire staff is going to have them ready. I think Daniel sounded very, very understandable in terms of knowing how big this game is in his sound yesterday. So just go out there and do it, man. If you have to scream at them from the stands, do it. Make sure they hear you.
Go down to the first row and I'll yell right in Dable's ear until he turns around.
Expecting a big Washington turnout fan wise. I'm expecting probably just as much Giants as Commanders fans there. So
it's not that far, dude. It's not that far of a ride.
I mean, you're going, so it's clearly not that far.
And I'm sure people who live in, like, Maryland, DC area are also Giants fans too, you know? Yep. So it's just how the world of sports works. You can get a fan from California who's like, oh, I'm a Giants fan. Oh, are you from New York recently? No, I've never been to New York actually, but I'm a Giants fan. Yep. This is like that game where, like, I mean, dude, like, I just want to see like my favorite players just play so well, because you know how much they mean to me. And just like if I could see Daniel Jones go out there and have like such a solid game and him lead us to a win, like I've been waiting for that. Like we saw it all in the beginning of the year, and like, dude, I was having so much fun. Like the highs were so high, dude. And like Saquon was playing so well. Like Daniel Jones was moving the ball around. He was running well. Like if for them, those two to lead us to a victory would mean a lot to me. And it would mean a lot to their futures, you know? And this is like that game where like, I feel so good about them. It's like, cause I'm like, I feel like they're not going to let us down. I'm like, I really feel like they're going to go out there and show out for us. I just don't feel like they're going to let us down. They're not going to let the fans down. So I feel good.
Positive mindset. I like it. Let's do it.
Positive mindset. I'm really excited, dude. You got anything else to say? You want to make any predictions, hot takes, anything? Lay it on me.
I think the spread's 4.5 right now. Yeah. I think that's pretty much on the money. The game, it's not going to be a blowout, and it's whether it's I think it's going to be just like an ugly, kind of like 2 weeks ago was, just an ugly
scrappy
back and forth. It, again, who's going to convert more third downs? And then on the flip side, whoever converts more third downs is going to win. And then whoever turns the ball over more is going to lose, because it's one mistake in the fourth quarter, and it's a 2017 game. One mistake in the fourth quarter, you lose.
And that's it, dude. So win the turnover battle.
Don't make
bad mistakes. And win the first half, honestly. If they can go up in the first half, that's huge. So I honestly hate deferring the coin toss. I'd rather just like take the ball on offense every single coin toss, go down and score and say, this is how we're going to play today. That's it.
Yeah.
So Tommy boy, it's always a pleasure, dude. Let's get a win, dude. Cause then 8-5-1 sounds a lot better than 7-6-1 or whatever.
Go get us a win. Nothing I can do, man. I'll be sleeping.
I'll do everything in my power.
I have to be at work at 4 a.m. Monday morning. Go get us a win.
No, I'll do everything in my power.
Don't leave that city without a win. That's the rule.
Told Ryan, I was like, it's going to be a depressing night at the Holiday Inn if they lose. He goes, no, bad vibes. They're winning. He goes, we're going for the memories, and they're going to win. I was like, all right, dude. I was like, let's get it, bro. So it's going to be fun, dude. I'm really excited. I've never been to a Giants like away game before. And
I have.
Giants away game, going to check that off. Meaningful game in December, going to check that off. Playoff intentions on the line, going to check that off. So
the last Giants road game I went to was our junior year of high school. Down in Dallas, Giants were winning. Giants were winning the entire game. That was the Dominic Rodgers Cromartie fumble recovery for a touchdown game, and then the Giants drove all the way down the field. It was fourth and goal on the one. If they went for it and scored, the game would have been over without a doubt. And if they didn't get it, the Cowboys would have 58 seconds to drive 99 yards. Tom Coughlin, Mr. Conservative, kicked the field goal. So they're only up, I think, 4 or whatever it was. They were up more than a field goal, so they were up 4. And Romo drove down the field in 4 plays and threw it to Witten in the end zone for a touchdown. And that,
I remember that.
It was me and my dad. I was standing the entire time. I had my JPP Super Bowl jersey on. It was unbelievable. And then Romo in 4 plays just deflated any hope I had of coming out of that city with a win. Road games are fun.
Dude. I'm looking forward to it.
Go
I'm
get
really excited. So, all right, guys. Well, enjoy this week. Let's hope for a 49ers win tonight. I feel pretty good about
They're going to win.
I mean, they're fighting for the division lead too, and they don't want to give up a game and give Seattle a chance to get back for the division lead, because I don't think San Francisco wants to be a wild card team. They want home field advantage. So yeah. Get ready. Let's just add pieces to the puzzle. Let's get the win tonight. Let's see the Jets win on Sunday, and then Giants will take care of business Sunday night. Tom, always a pleasure, brother.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you soon. Everyone else, enjoy your week and get ready for the game. That's all. Do what you got to do to stay ready and always be positive and enjoy your week. Get
Later.
Done with work or whatever, school, high school. Do what you got to do. All right, guys. Peace.
See ya.